Organizing Secretary Elias Mudzuri, who was accompanied by Information Secretary Nelson Chamisa, told journalists that preparations were at an advanced stage and provincial congresses will be held starting tomorrow to the 10th of April. Mudzuri says the MDC expects full cooperation from members and the police.
We won't get any disturbance since this is an internal thing, and we expect real cooperation amongst communities. The police should not disturb us because it's an internal thing. It's something that we expect, like an executive meeting of a company that is not touched by POSA. So if you want, you can go to our congresses.
He said the MDC is a democratic party and those wishing to contest any post are free to do so. Mudzuri said the party has come up with a code of conduct, which among other things, bars vote buying and violence. Mudzuri said those who violate the code will be removed from party structures. Chamisa said Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga is among the many invited guests who will grace the MDC Congress.
Raila Odinga, the Prime Minister of Kenya, to be our guest of honor upon, of course, confirmation and other diplomatic requirements being fulfilled. So we are expecting that is going to grace our occasion. We have also invited over 50 civic organizations within the country and also other political parties internationally.
He said more than 50 civic society organizations and political parties from all over the world have been invited. The officials denied there were violent clashes among party members during preparations for the Congress, saying the violence that had occurred in certain areas within the party was caused by ZANU-PF elements. A meeting to restructure the Zengeza West district was abandoned last week after party members clashed over who should attend the meeting. There have been reports of serious divisions within the MDC ahead of the Congress, but Chamisa and Mudzuri did not address them to the press. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.